The House Financial Services Committee started work today on a bill that would undo much of the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act, passed after the financial crisis. President Trump has long promised to roll back parts of Dodd-Frank. He also told Bloomberg News yesterday that he is considering taking steps to break up big Wall Street banks. But later in the day, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that Trump was just restating past positions and that the administration is not ready to roll out details yet. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Jeremy.
So the president said he's looking at breaking up banks and going back to, quote, the old system, which I guess refers to the Glass-Steagall Act that was repealed in 1999.
Keeps coming back, this Glass-Steagall Act. I'll say this. Markets didn't react very strongly to it because, you know, sometimes the president says he's actually going to do something and it doesn't get done. So the idea that he's just considering it means we're not taking it too seriously yet. But it's important. The Glass-Steagall Act was enacted in 1933, and the concept was to keep banks that took depositors' money and lent it out to people starting a business or buying a home, to keep that kind of banking separate from investment banking, which is where you go if you want to take your company public or you want to merge with someone else. And the idea was these are really two different businesses. Now, over the years, getting into the 90s, what we found is that banks had better ways to make money than simply taking deposits and lending it out to people. They were trading stocks. They were trading derivatives. They wanted to do more. So Glass-Steagall looked quaint and out of date. So it was repealed in 1999. And there are a lot of people who point to that repeal as creating banks that were too big to fail. They were too intertwined.
Right.
And if anything went wrong, they would take a lot of people down with them. And that's where we are now.
So if we hear Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, saying that he wants a 21st century Glass-Steagall, what would that mean?
Well, I think the point is to allow financial institutions the freedom to do more things to make money without endangering the health of the financial system. You remember during the financial crisis, they deemed a lot of the major banks systemically important, which means the government got involved to bail them out or potentially bail them out because a failure would be catastrophic and go well beyond the banks. I mean, if a normal business goes out of business, it doesn't affect anyone but the shareholders of that business. If a bank were to go out of business today, a major bank, the domino effect would be great. So I think he's talking about giving the banks the freedom they've come to enjoy, but the ability to not take down the system if they make bad decisions.
Okay, but we're talking about an administration that has a lot of people from Wall Street, including Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, who just yesterday told Wall Street managers, you can thank me for your bank stocks doing better. Is this really the administration that is going to reinstate Glass-Steagall or something like it?
In a word, probably not, which is why you saw bank stocks yesterday after this news soften just a little bit. But they've had a remarkable run since Donald Trump became president. They don't really believe with Steve Mnuchin there, with Gary Cohn there. There are six or eight people from Goldman in senior administrative positions. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase have been the biggest beneficiaries of banks getting into every business in the world. You're not going to see this happen anytime soon. But at least it's worth knowing what it's all about.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.